Nita, some of your listeners might be aware of Avi Yamini. He's a gym owner based in Melbourne, and last week he founded the Independent Jewish Council of Australia, and he invited One Nation Senators Pauline Hanson and Malcolm Roberts to come and speak to the Jewish community. He then contacted Glen Ira Council in Melbourne to see if the local town hall was available for the event on December 4. Now, Avi Yamini claims that he was told on the phone that the booking was confirmed, but a council spokesperson told the Jewish News that no form was submitted and that the event with the politicians could not be held in the town hall at the time. Yamini was informed earlier this week that there were no council facilities available at the time that could handle the event, and as a result, he's hosting this event at his own gym. Now, alongside concerns that an unknown Jewish group was hosting these politicians, it was Malcolm Roberts' response as the story broke last week that left councillors and Jewish leaders shocked. Senator Malcolm Roberts blasted the city of Glen Ira for the deep-seated and, quote, appalling anti-Semitic behavior that it showed by cancelling a peaceful gathering of the local Jewish community. Now, Nita, Glen Ira Council, it's in Melbourne's Jewish heartland. It has a number of Jewish councillors and a number of Jewish residents, and this condemnation by Malcolm Roberts that Glen Ira Council was being anti-Semitic was absolutely blasted by Jewish community leaders. In a statement, the Executive Council of Australian Jewry and the Jewish Community Council of Victoria said that they generally support the right of people to express their opinions and to speak publicly, but neither support the planned One Nation event, which is being organised by Avi Yamini's group. Now, Nita, among the topics of discussion at this event, Pauline Hanson and Malcolm Roberts will discuss, quote, the dangers of Muslim migration to Australia, and they were also invited to speak on a range of topics which included repealing Section 18C of the Racial Discrimination Act, which contains legal protections against hate speech.
Well, the event is planned to take place on the 4th of December, so we'll have to follow up and see if it did happen and what happened. Evan, in a moving and somber ceremony on Sunday, the community gathered at Waverley Memorial Gardens to commemorate the 75th anniversary of the Babi Yar massacre.
That's right, Nita. It was a very solemn ceremony at Waverley Park last week. The Babi Yar massacre, of course, nearly 34,000 Jews were murdered in 2 days in Ukraine in 1941, and the event was held in memory of the Jews of Kiev who were massacred by the Nazis and their Ukrainian collaborators, and it also celebrated the triumphant revival of Soviet Jewry in Australia. Now, speaking at the event about his recent visit to Babi Yar, Alex Rifchin, who was born in Kiev, he's of course the Public Affairs Director of the Executive Council of Australian Jewry. And in 2014, he established a plaque to honour the victims in Waverley Oval. He said, "You have to close your eyes to see the thousands upon thousands falling into that ravine." He said, "Elie Wiesel wrote that there is nothing to see at Babi Yar, and he was right. There is no infrastructure of mass murder to remind and to educate people, just like there is at Auschwitz and Dachau." He said, "You have to concentrate with all your energy to hear the victims' cries in a place that seems so natural and pleasant," and he says it's exactly why we must remember it, because what happened there is so hard to comprehend and so easy to forget. He said, "When we remember Babi Yar, we remember all the Jews massacred throughout the vast lands of the former Soviet Union." The commemoration also included performances, Nitsa, from Australian composer Elena Katschernin, Leo Novikov, who performed on violin, and a very emotional delivery of the Yevgeny Yevtushenko poem Babi Yar by my own brother, by local actor Brendan Slutkus. It was an incredibly moving and emotional ceremony at Waverley Oval last Sunday to commemorate the victims of the Babi Yar massacre 75 years on.
We are talking to Evan Slutkus, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, former Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper is set to visit Australia next year, but not just to visit Australia, but to address the United Israel appeal.
That's right. Some very, very exciting news for our community. The Jewish News can exclusively reveal that former Canadian PM Stephen Harper, who is, of course, a longtime friend and a staunch supporter of the State of Israel, will be visiting Sydney and Melbourne in late February to address UIA. Now, his trip down under will be the second high-profile visit in February. Of course, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, he's also scheduled for talks in Sydney and Melbourne in February. And not only Stephen, will also have the sister of film director Steven Spielberg, Nancy Spielberg. She'll be addressing the women's division of the UIA in March.
And we're talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, Rabbi Yaakov Glassman of St. Kilda Hebrew Congregation has become Australia's new top rabbi.
He has indeed. He was just elected as the president of the Rabbinic Council of Australia and New Zealand at its first annual general meeting in Sydney last week. Now, this body represents more than 100 congregational rabbis, and it was established in the wake of last year's Royal Commission, which saw the integrity of a number of senior rabbis being questioned and led to calls for an overhaul of existing rabbinic structures, including the existing Organization of Rabbis of Australasia.
Evan, I must mention that Rabbi Nachum Shapira of the Chabad North Shore in Sydney was elected as vice president, and Rabbi Benjamin Elton of the Great Synagogue in Sydney as secretary, and Rabbi Shmuley Feldman from Chabad ACT as treasurer. Mazel tov to all of them. Evan, the two newest Jewish federal MPs in the House of Representatives addressed the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies last week.
That's right, Nita. Julian Lisa and Dr. Mark Freelander, the two new Jewish MPs in federal parliament, they addressed the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies monthly plenum last week. Now, Julian Lisa was a bit of a homecoming for him because he, of course, before becoming a politician, was the chair of the Jewish Board of Deputies Community Relations Committee. And he says that that was one of the best things he did to prepare himself for a career in parliament. He says, in federal parliament, we have six Jewish parliamentarians, a record since Federation, and something that should be a great source of pride to all our community.
Evan, before I let you go, I just want to say that we're talking about Australia's top rabbi. But I'd like to mention that the Jewish community in Australia got a top model as well.
We did. Her name is Sabine Jamison. She's a former Emmanuel School student, 18 years old, and she actually made the grand final of Australia's Next Top Model, a massive achievement. The former student of Emmanuel, as I said, was named the runner-up and says she was so grateful for the whole experience, telling the Jewish News she loved every minute of it. Now, Sabine Jamison, she grew up in Byron Bay, but she relocated in the last couple of years to Sydney, where she was better positioned to pursue a career in the modelling industry. She lived there with her grandparents Sandra Gross and the late Yoram Gross, who of course some of you listeners might have known, and she says that she's just been signed with the prestigious Priscilla's Model Management and plans to base herself in Sydney to pursue her modelling dream. As I said, a fantastic achievement for one of our very own Sabine Jamison, who was the runner-up on Australia's Next Top Model.
Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News, thank you so much and have a great week.